This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh today. In Rajasthan, Mr. Modi will dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone for various development projects worth about 7,000 crore rupees in Chittorgarh. During his visit, he will dedicate the Mehsana-Bhatinda-Gurdaspur gas pipeline, built at a cost of about 4,500 crore rupees. He will also dedicate the LPG plant of HPCL at Abu Road. Besides, the Prime Minister will dedicate four-lane road on NH12 on the Dara-Jalawar-Tindar section. This project will help ease the transportation of the produce of mines from Kota and Jalawar districts. The railway projects being dedicated to the nation by the Prime Minister include the projects involving the doubling of Chittorgarh-Neemuch railway line and Kota-Chittorgarh electrified railway line. Prime Minister Modi will dedicate the permanent campus of the Indian Institute of Information Technology, Kota, to the nation. In Madhya Pradesh, Prime Minister Modi will lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development initiatives worth around 19,260 crore rupees in Gwalior. He will dedicate to the nation the Delhi-Vadodara Expressway and will also lay the foundation stone for five different road projects. During the visit, Grih Pravesh of over 2.2 lakh houses built under PMAY Grameen will be initiated by Mr. Modi. He will also dedicate houses constructed under PMAY Urban. Besides, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of the Jal Jeevan Mission projects in Gwalior and Shohpur districts. The Prime Minister will dedicate the academic building of IIT Indore and lay the foundation stone for the hostel and other buildings in the campus. Further, Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of multi-modal logistics park at Indore. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced setting up of a national turmeric board and Samakka Sarakka Tribal University for Telangana. Speaking after inaugurating and dedicating several developmental projects at Mehboob Nagar yesterday, he said the national turmeric board will extend help to all turmeric farmers. The Prime Minister dedicated to the nation and laid the foundation stone of several developmental projects worth over 13,500 crore rupees. These projects are related to road and rail infrastructure, education, health, energy and electricity. The BJP held a Central Election Committee meeting at party headquarters in Delhi last night. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh attended the meeting. The Central Election Committee discussed the names of probable candidates for the upcoming Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh Assembly elections in a meeting. Union Ministers Arjun Ram Meghwal, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Prahlad Joshi and other BJP leaders attended the Central Election Committee meeting. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has said that India needs stronger armed forces with modern equipment to become a developed nation by 2047. He said Defence Accounts Department will play a crucial role in realising this vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Singh said this while launching several digital initiatives of Defence Accounts Department during its 276th Annual Day celebrations in New Delhi yesterday. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh highlighted the need to bridge science and technology with Indian languages. He was speaking at the Technology and Bharatiya Bhasha Summit in New Delhi yesterday. Dr. Singh said that non-English speakers are often held back by language barriers in academia. Dr. Singh urged for a practical solution that isn't just propaganda and sermonizing local language but using proper incentives for growth. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha and Chhattisgarh today. Heavy rainfall is also likely over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Arunachal Pradesh during the next 3 days. The weather office has also predicted heavy rainfall over Kerala today. Today is the 154th birth anniversary of the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi. Various programs are being held on the occasion of birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi in his home state, Gujarat. All religion players are being organized at the Sabarmati Ashram in Ahmedabad and Kirti Mandir in Porbandar, the birthplace of the father of the nation. In Asian Games 2023, Indian athletes are looking forward to Day 9 of the Asian Games 2023 at Hangzhou, China today. Table tennis women's doubles duo Sutisa Mukherjee and Ahika Mukherjee will be in action in the semifinals, will face North Korea. Indians' kabaddi campaign at Asian Games 2023 also kicks off today with the women's team facing Chinese Taipei in its first group game. Athletics will be in the focus after Indian track and field stars won 9 medals yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.
कहते हैं सबसे सुंदर वो व्यक्ति होता है